I've finally emerged from under my duvet where I've been spending a few days having a much needed rest. And I've discovered a very blue sky here in Wales today. It's definitely summer, which is lovely. Hello, I'm Michael Nobbs. It's Monday, the 11th of May, and I've got my 23rd micro podcast for you. And last week, both here and on Twitter, I was asking the question, how do other artists stay focused? And today I just wanted to go through some of the replies that people sent me, some of the ideas that they brought up, and some of the thoughts I've had about this over the weekend. Firstly, Susan Hemmen on Twitter told me that when she wants to not be distracted, she leaves the house. This is when she's going drawing. And I kind of think that's a very sensible idea to take yourself away from potential distractions and just have one, just be focused on one thing. Bay Childcare on Twitter, whose name is real name is Lynn W, and she's in New York, asked the question, do I have everything planned every day, or do I decide at short notice what I do? And the truth for me is that I have a vague idea of what I want to get done in a day, but I don't plan very thoroughly, and I'm coming to the conclusion that I do need a very clear plan about what I'm going to be doing. Glenn Southern, who's Southern GFX on Twitter, says that he has taken to making rules like no Twitter until 5 p.m. or only checking email twice a day, or only allowing himself 1 hour's surfing. All of which sound like very, very good ideas, and certainly all those things are my downfall. I do quite a lot of work on my computer, and things like email and Twitter popping up with notifications are definitely distractions to me. If I notice that an email has arrived, I have to just go and look at it. So it would be very, very sensible for me to turn my email off. Just checking to see how much time I'm how I'm doing here for time. David Hernandez emailed me, and he told me that to keep focus, what he does when he has an idea, he carries a small notebook and pen around with him, and he writes his ideas down, makes himself a list of things to do, which again I think is a very good idea. And when I was working towards my last exhibition, that's how I got things done. I'd wake up in the morning full of ideas, and I'd write them all down. The downside of that, of course, is it's much quicker to have an idea than actually to implement it. So, and for me, I'd end up with a long, long list of ideas and not the energy to implement them. So what kind of conclusions am I coming to after all this? Well, someone also very kindly sent me a link to a TED.com video last week by a man called Mihaly. I'm not even going to try and pronounce his surname, actually. He's Hungarian. If you do a search on TED.com for creativity and flow, you'll find this man's talk. And he was giving a very interesting talk about focus and creativity and flow. And he basically is talking about working just with one thing at a time and losing yourself in it, which for me it really is the ideal. Being lost in a drawing, it's kind of you kind of forget yourself, I think. And I very rarely get to that point anymore because I'm often thinking about all sorts of different things. So, kind of the conclusion I've come to over this weekend from what everyone said to me and watching this man's video, which I'll put on my blog when I post this podcast on my blog, is that I need to really focus on one thing. So I think what I'm going to do, I shall make lists like it's been suggested, but I'm going to pick one thing each day to get accomplished. And today, that's my podcast. So it's done, so that's good. Okay, I shall be back again soon and with some more. Thanks for listening, and bye-bye.